Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome to 2021, the year that everybody in the UK thought would be better until the certain announcement that happened the other day, telling us that we're all now back in lockdown. But don't expect anything extra or special from me this time. I tell you why, because work has been busy already and I've only been back 4 days. So yes, there'll be no pandemic prescriptions or anything like this time. You'll have to find something else to do on your Monday evenings. Well, we start this year off with a very prominent question, which is why there's not that many songs with male names in their titles compared to those with female names in the titles. Well, it beats me, to be honest, but I have managed to pull together a show where we can introduce you to some fellas. Let's start off with Charlie. Swing, Mr. Charlie, written in 1936 and played here by Ron Rode on the 4-manual 16-rank Page organ in the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne. Ron Rode and Swing Mr. Charlie, a hit for Judy Garland, no less. Now time we bring you a piece of modern music. Well, it's from 1972, which in the world of the cinema organ is very modern indeed. It's a piece of music written by Don Black and Walter Scarf for the 1972 film called Ben, where Michael Jackson famously performed the song over the closing credits of the film. Now, in the context of the film, Ben is a rat. But rat or not, Ben is a male name. So here's David Lowe at the Clydebank Wurlitzer to play this very beautiful ballad. Thank you. the very beautiful ballad Ben, as played by David Lowe on the Town Hall Clydebank Wurlitzer in 2002. Now time for a very descriptive piece of music written by Lynn Larson about one of the silent comic geniuses, Stan Laurel. The piece of music is simply called Stanley, and although Lynn has recorded it, I thought I would play a slightly different version played by Chris Elliott on the Shays Buffalo Wurlitzer. And as I said, it's very descriptive, so here we go. Chris Elliott with Lynn Larson's composition Stanley, and we'll be hearing from Lynn in a little while. It's time now for another ballad, and this piece of music found its way into the miniseries, which was released in 1979, called Kidnapped. And this is David's theme from that show, and here to play it is Robert Wolfe at the Firsford Wurlitzer, bringing the added upright piano, which was done so in the 1970s, to the fore. So here is David's theme. Thank you. Robert Wolf and David's theme from the TV series Kidnapped. Well, I promised you some Lynn Larson, so here he is at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer in San Selma. Now, in my mind, this is the definitive version of this song after the original, which was recorded in 1954 and, of course, made famous by the Chordettes. It needs no introduction apart from here is Mr. Sandman. Lynn Larson certainly having fun with Mr. Sandman at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer. Now, the name Helen Dell is very new to me. I've only recently discovered her playing thanks to a recent acquisition of a pile of LPs. Now, she often recorded at the well-known Kearns and Carson residence in Hollywood on the Freemanual 27 rank Wurlitzer. I know very little about the piece of music. The composers aren't credited on the LP, which I find very frustrating. Although most songs I can find information about, when the piece of music is simply called Jimmy, I hit a blank. Nonetheless, it's very much played in the Crawford style, so here's Helen Dell with Jimmy. Thank you. Helen Dell bringing the lush Tibias to the fore with Jimmy. Like Mr. Sandman, our next fella needs no introduction because he has a ragtime band. Of course, I've given the title away now. But here to play that hit written by Irving Berlin in 1911 is Zach Frame. On the Organ Piper Music Palace Pizza Restaurant, here is Alexander's Ragtime Band. Zach Frame and Alexander's Ragtime Band. Now time for a piece of music that was featured in the 1966 film Alfie, and of course it was made famous for many years after, thanks to Cilla Black. Now, the film Alfie, the character is played by very famously Michael Caine. Anyway, it's a very beautiful ballad simply called Alfie, and here to play it is Mark Laughlin on the Neue Pendra Tauin Wurlitzer. Mark Laughlin introducing us to Alfie at Towin, bringing this week's show nearly to a close. We started off with a fella called Charlie, so let's end on another Charlie, this time Charlie Baylow. And he's inviting you to clap hands because here comes Charlie. Charlie did indeed come up with the goods, and I hope that you all clapped your hands to that original composition by Charlie Baylow, as played on the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona, when it was a baby instrument and only had 46 ranks of pipes. And that brings our Swing Mister show to an end. Later in the year, I'll do another revival of The Opposite, where we introduce you to the ladies. But for now, this is Damon Cox signing off and very much looking forward to Nigel Ogden's dip in the archive next week. So I hope that you can join us then. So for me, signing off, take care and stay safe.